Welcome to the build-up on balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
Mick, it's time for your NFL picks, but before we get on to that, I need to talk to you about my beloved Buffalo Bills, right? I believe they were playing last weekend. That's how diehard of a fan I am now. But you and Donnie had decided that I'm going to follow them for the season. They obviously got off to a great start. Their fans are mad, but I found even another reason for me to fall in love with them. I was listening to David McWilliams' podcast during the week. He was over in Buffalo. And would you believe the Buffalo have the largest collection in their, I think it's in the university or in a museum, I think it's the university, of James Joyce memorabilia or literature, I don't know what you'd call it, his own private letters, his own copy of Ulysses that he wrote it on, the letters from W.B. Yeats ordering it. There's so much.
He wrote Ulysses on the back of a letter that W.B. Yeats wrote.
No, just all this
that's a big book. Stuff.
Ernie Hemingway looking for it. I believe Dan Brown has an email to him. There's so much shit there that I was like, there's the Irish history in Buffalo, the fact that the Fenian Rebellion in Canada was launched from Buffalo. McWilliams was giving me a sort of a brief history of, or anyone who was listening to it, the brief history of the Irish connections with Buffalo. So I'm all in on the Bills. Okay. And I'm going to win the Super Bowl.
Right. They lost to the Eagles of Philadelphia, another place with fine Irish connections last weekend. They're 5-2. That offense is struggling, Mark. I'm not going to lie. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. They have a very good chance of making the playoffs, though, because the AFC is just collapsing. Like, it's the Chiefs have been without young Paddy Mahomes now for two games.
Why won't anybody take LeSean McCoy off my hands in fantasy? This is a plea.
Probably because he's not doing anything.
He's
and
doing
you'd
loads.
Want them.
He's doing. He's like he's getting around 10 points, and like for a flex position for someone who possibly played 10 points to me is good. He's never playing for me. He's my fourth choice / fifth choice running back. Yeah. So he's never going to get a game. I will trade him to anyone in our league that has a wide receiver. They're in the same boat.
I think there's a lot. See, I actually there's I don't know. I think there's a bit of depth at running back this year. And yeah. I think a lot of people have their starting running backs. You should be able to get like some bye week backup. But, you know, he's not outstanding. I couldn't see him being a starter.
Would you
know?
Not say he's like he's probably 25 to 35?
I don't know, to be honest. Backs. I haven't got my charts in front of me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, the long running order for this show is
anybody
taking
involved
up all
in
my
the
space.
Ball study office fantasy league is listening in. This is my offer. I will trade you LeSean McCoy for.
There isn't enough trades in our league. I would say
there's no trades and there's no talk either. Like there's no I think they call it on the ESPN side smack talk. There's not enough smack talk. But anyway,
we gotta get that sorted. Well, when are we playing each other?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, see, we're not paying enough attention. That's our problem. I'm in four feckin' leagues, so it's difficult to know what's happening from one week to another. So last week, Mark, I went 1-2. It was my biggest disappointment as a broadcaster, actually. Never mind as a NFL picker on
as
the Build Up podcast. Yeah, exactly. Well, I've had one or two. We won't go into it. It's a counseling session. Not for today. No, I picked the Colts to beat the spread -5.5. They won with a last second field goal and obviously didn't beat the spread. Not too bad about that. The Colts are, I shouldn't have picked them because they're prone to crazy games that they win or lose by 2 points, right? But I still thought they'd have enough to beat Denver. Grant, not the end of the world. I did have a win, which I don't have in front of me now. Oh, I can't remember who it was. And
that's what you always remember the defeats.
Exactly. Yeah. It was an easy enough one. And I had then the worst one was I underestimated the San Francisco 49ers. And the reason I'm actually going on about this because I think it's we should talk about the Niners for a few minutes.
I was about to say Niners are possible Super Bowl winners.
They absolutely are, and I didn't believe it until this week. So the Panthers played terrible, right? So they were on a good run. They've got their backup quarterback Kyle Allen in for Cam Newton, and they've been on a really good run. And look, a really decent team. The team that I thought they were at the start of the year when I talked to you about them on our first show. First time we talked about the NFL on the show. And they went out and they were absolutely hammered. But the Niners were like, oh, they're for real. They're not just on this weird early season run. They're playing Arizona like Thursday night. So by the time a lot of people hear this, they'll have played again. But, you know, They're just someone. They're playing Seattle now, but next week we'll talk about them versus Seattle, because that's going to be a huge, huge game to see if they actually are for real. But a lot of people who have a kind of a half an interest in the NFL will love the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, they're the team from the 80s and the 90s. They've got cool colors. A lot of people go to San Francisco for J1s and different things, and they're always a very, very popular team. And rightly so, they're a class team and they're a class club with a class history. But the biggest thing now is that the Patriots in the AFC are 8-0. The San Francisco 49ers in the NFC are 7-0. They've had their bye week already. The only two undefeated teams in the league. If they were to continue this trajectory and somehow meet in the Super Bowl, it would be Tom Brady against his former backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, who they traded because Tom wasn't happy with the young guy making noise on the bench beside him. He wanted his future secure. He didn't want to be hoodwinked, usurped.
I remember someone saying Jimmy Garoppolo was the best looking man in a helmet in the world. He's like the Tom Hardy. What Tom Hardy is to acting, Jimmy Garoppolo is to American football helmets. And that's before you look at his talent on the field.
Right, okay. I never noticed a specific... he is obviously a very good-looking man. He is like, you know, almost dreamy, I would say. You know, you can get lost in his eyes. But I never noticed that there's a specific extra bit of handsomeness when you put the helmet on. Normally that will take away from somebody's...
Features are still you can still see them through it.
So that's the interesting one. And obviously I underestimated how handsome Jimmy G was last week. And that's why they beat Carolina by nearly 50 points. This week I hope I've learned my lessons, right? Three picks.
Go on.
By the way, New Orleans Saints are on a bye week. And I had got them 3 weeks in a row with an underestimated spread. And last week I decided I wouldn't, because they were playing against Arizona. And even though they were at home, I thought the spread had finally got big. They beat them 31-9 or something like that, and obviously beat the spread, and I didn't have them. That's annoying, and unfortunately they're on bye week, so remind me to remember that next week, okay? The Seattle Seahawks, disappointing. They won again this week. They were okay. They had lost, obviously, previously when I picked them against Baltimore Ravens, but they're at home against the floundering and, quite frankly, hilarious Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week. They're -6. I like them for it. I think that there's too much chaos going on in Tampa. Like, Jameis Winston, if you watch any of their games, it's just madness. He can throw this like 60-70 yard pass.
Speaking of fantasy football, I have him in my...
Of course you do, yeah. He's 5 interceptions a game at the moment, you know, or something like that. So Mike Evans will make these insane catches for him, and suddenly they'll be back in the game, and then he'll run for a first down, and like, oh my God, Jameis, this is why he was the number one pick a few years ago. And then he'll just throw a crap interception, or he'll fumble and all. And that just keeps happening, and it's happening too much, and I just don't think they have what it takes to go into Seattle and get a result. So Seattle -6 for that one. Here's one for you then. The Gardner Minshew, the backup quarterback, who's another backup quarterback who's been tearing up trees for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're hosting Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans this week. The Houston Texans lost their best defensive player, probably the best defensive player in the league, J.J. Watt. People will know him. Big rugby fan, big soccer fan. Yep. He's out for the season, unfortunately.
J.J. Watt seems to spend more time injured than fit.
He's had a lot of injuries, but yeah, like he actually seems to go down on kind of like week 8 a lot, yeah, and then be gone for the year. But God, he was playing well as well. So that's a really tough one for them. However, I still think their offense, Watson is just a winner. They did it against Oakland this week where he got poked in the eye, or he got a boot in the eye.
Boot in the head and you're not looking at it.
In the middle of a play, Mark, right, to win the game, they're losing to the Raiders, right? A boot comes up, a stray boot comes up, kicks Watson in the eye. He, while with the ball in his right hand, he covers his left eye with his hand and throws the ball on the run into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. This guy is a star. He's class. Yeah. And I think, again, in a close game, he's probably just going to do enough to beat the Jags on the road. They're -1.5. So you figure they win the game. Chances are they'll win it by more than a point. So I like them for that.
Hopkins
and
also on fire.
He's starting to play really well as well. They've done what they can do to what they were doing. So DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best receivers in the whole NFL. But they were really struggling early on in the year to get him into games because he's been double marked and double covered. But this now they've been bringing him short and giving him kind of like the ball close to the line of scrimmage, and then he'll get yards after the catch. Really clever stuff. So he's back on fire again. Lastly then, the LA Chargers, who actually won this week because the Bears are even more of a farce than they are.
Every team in the NFL seems to either be going really well or are a farce.
Well, the Bears, like, who were supposed to be really good this year, have been a disaster, and their quarterback Trubisky's crap. Oh my god, it's just so bad. But they had real issues with field goal kickers for the last couple of years, and I think they tried it. I think they had like six guys signed this summer. Anyway, they missed the field goal to win the game against the Chargers this week. So this other guy is probably gone now. They'll probably have somebody else in. But they're going up. The Chargers did win that, but they've been finding ways to lose games. And they're home in LA in the small soccer stadium that hosts only 35,000 people to the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is back. That's kind of all I have to say about the Packers. They look like full-on real deal again. They beat the Chiefs last week. He's playing outstanding. They should have their best receiver, Davante Adams, back. Also, the Chargers don't really have a home field advantage because they don't really have any fans in LA or from San Diego. And generally, the Packers, who are one of those like really well-supported teams, anyone like that, like the Steelers or the Packers or anyone like that, will bring in 80% of the crowd. So it'll be like a home game for them. They're -3.5. How do you like that?
I like it a lot.
Okay. Seattle Seahawks -6 against the Buccaneers. Houston Texans -1.5 at the Jags. And the Green Bay Packers -3.5 at the Chargers.
There you go. Just before we go as well, a brief word on the NBA. You all laughed at me last week when I said that the Raptors were going to retain their title. I don't think it went that far. I said, have they any hope? And he's all just scoffed. 3-1 now. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. Siakam's filling the void of Kawhi.
Who did they lose to?
They lost to the Celtics.
The Celtics. And the Celtics, did I say they were underestimated?
Yeah.
I did forget that they lost Al Horford, actually, when I was talking about that it was just a straight-in Kemba for... what's his name? I've already forgotten him. Kyrie. But we also lost Al Horford. But Celtics, sneaky. Sneaky.
Cool. Well, look, if you're having any bets this weekend, be sure to gamble responsibly and visit dunlewy.net for more information. That is all we have time for. There's been so much on this show. You can subscribe by searching The Build Up on balls.ie on all good podcast apps. If you're already a subscriber, please do rate and review the show. We'd love a 5-star rating, and if you can leave a review, that'll be brilliant. It'll mean an awful lot to us. But until next week, mind yourself.